Dr. Steingart, how operator dependent are Mugo and Echo? How much variation do you see if a patient goes to two different places?
Well, there are different processing algorithms for Mugos, even in the automated mode. But if the automated modes are used, that is the advantage, as far as I can see, of Mugo over Echo, is that you simply place a box around the ventricle and the edge detection algorithm does it on its own. Now, that may not necessarily produce a more accurate ejection fraction, but it produces a more reproducible ejection fraction. If your laboratory, and some laboratories do this, have the technologist manually draw the regions of interest around the left ventricle and end-diastole and systole and the background, then I think you're losing whatever advantage there is to Mugo over Echo. So if you're going to use Mugo, I think for the purposes of reproducibly following an ejection fraction over time in a given patient, you should use the same processing algorithm and you should let the automated algorithm work in a high-quality study. There are good data to show that that increases the reproducibility, decreases the intra and inter-observer variability. So that's why I think Mugo can be better than an Echo. If you're going to start qualitatively assessing an Echo and a Mugo, I think they're more or less comparable. And then it depends on the familiarity of your laboratory and the local expertise in visually estimating what the ventricular function is.